Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the number of Ukrainians seeking accommodation in Ireland could exceed 70,000 by the end of the year, according to a report in today's Irish Examiner. And a county-by-county breakdown shows a wide disparity in the numbers being accommodated in different areas across the country. In a moment, I'll speak to Sean Boyce, chairman of the Rosslare Harbour Friends of Ukraine. First, though, Liam O'Dwyer, Secretary-General of the Red Cross, the Irish Red Cross, is on the line. Good morning, Liam, and thanks for speaking to us today.
Good morning, Claire.
What do you think of the speculation that we could exceed 70,000 people here from Ukraine by the end of the year, which is coming up very soon?
Well, I think it is a reality that could happen. I think when you look at what's happening in Ukraine just at the moment, the reports that we're getting from the Ukraine Red Cross would indicate that the level of attacks from on Ukraine, particularly into urban areas, and the obviously the plummeting temperatures, like you can expect temperatures of minus 15 Celsius in Ukraine over the coming months. And it's fairly understandable that people would feel that they need to move out of that into more stable environment, largely, obviously, into Poland at the moment. That's really where masses of people have gone. And then obviously people are going to make their way here to Ireland as well.
Yeah, and we saw last week at times that there were 10 million people without power. So when you put that in the context of where the temperatures are heading, you could see why people would still want to get out. So in the Irish accommodation system, how much pressure are we under at the moment?
Well, I think we'll be under serious pressure, and certainly we'll be under very serious pressure by April, because I think that when you've got 35,000 people from Ukraine living in the hotels and hostels, and I think if any of that accommodation is required to come back on stream for tourists come April, March, April, that's where you'll see a real problem. At the moment, the accommodation, in terms of the way the government have organised it with the hotels and hostels, has worked very well. The pledged accommodation is now up to 9,000 people in pledged accommodation, and that should grow over the next 2 to 3 months as well. And I know that I think the other big areas at the moment would be the number of commercial providers who are offering opportunities to the government to take larger groups of refugees. And then when I think you push into that the very high number of people seeking international protection apart from Ukraine, that's where I think you're looking at substantial figures to be dealt with by the government over the coming weeks.
You'll know there have been protests and meetings in some areas across the country, Liam, against buildings being converted to house people under international protection orders or people from Ukraine. Are you concerned to see those protests taking place?
I am concerned, I'd have to say, because we're dealing with an emergency situation. This isn't the normal situation at all. Where you would expect consultation and discussion and proper integration. This is an emergency situation, and I think people have to realise that.
Because we have heard that communities are very worried and they're very upset that they haven't been consulted when large numbers of people are moved into that area. Do you think people have a right to expect that they would be consulted?
I certainly do. I think people have that expectation. I think that's all it is just at the moment. I think, Claire, because this is an emergency, this isn't your standard operation from the point of view of the government or the various departments that are involved. This is an emergency. But in the normal circumstances, of course, people should be consulted and discussions need to take place, because that's how you enable integration. You enable it by one community welcoming another community, saying, we understand your situation. What can we do together to make this work?
But are you saying that consultation can't happen to the extent that it might if this weren't an emergency?
I think it is much more difficult. It's not that it can't. It should happen. But it is much more difficult. And there's no doubt about it when you have the larger groups of people coming It does put all of the resources of the state under pressure.
Okay, Sean Boyce is with us as well, as I said, chairman of the Rosslare Harbour Friends of Ukraine. Sean, we hear this figure of 70,000 by the end of the year. Does that tally with what you're still seeing in Rosslare?
Yeah, good morning, Claire, and good morning, Liam. It does, to be fair, although it is very sporadic now at the moment, Claire. You know, today we only have four people arriving from Cherbourg, but on Thursday we had 35. So it's very sporadic at the moment, and I think the main reason for that, obviously, is the time of year now and the change in weather conditions for people making that very arduous journey and the ability to get out of Ukraine. As days go by, it's, you know, people have a lot less and the means of transport are dwindling all the time. So it's very difficult for them to get to Cherbourg and then get themselves organised to get across here to us there.
Sean, your line isn't great, but we'll persevere if we can. And if there's anything you can do in terms of moving around, that would be great. I just wanted to ask you, though, about an element in Ciara Phelan's report today in The Examiner describes this disparity between counties when it comes to accommodating refugees from Ukraine. Is that something that you're aware of?
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at the statistics there, Claire, it's unusual in that it's almost the extremities of the country that have the most. You know, there's quite a lot in Wexford, quite a lot in the south-west down in Kerry, on the western seaboard, and then a huge amount up in the Donegal area, where as the Midlands isn't as populated with refugees. And you know, traditionally, I suppose, the coastal areas are quite tourist reliant, and you know, a lot of tourist properties would have been taken up in March and April when this first started. So it, you know, it's been a natural flow to those areas since, but I think if it was shared out a little bit more, it might take a little bit of pressure off those communities.
Okay, Liam, what do you say to that point? Should it be standardized across the country in some way?
Well, it's about, well it should, obviously, but it's about availability, and the availability would tend to be in the areas where there are holiday homes. And there's no doubt, you look at right across, right around the country and the coastal areas, that's where the holiday homes are. And those holiday homes and hostels and small communities that take in large numbers of tourists normally in the summertime, they're the ones that have extra availability. And it's very evident with what we see coming our way that every week there's two or three larger properties, they're coming to us for advice. We're moving them on to the department, and they're commercial providers who have buildings in those areas who are saying, listen, we've converted those, we have those ready, who do we talk to? And we obviously point them towards the department.
Are you still interested in individuals pledging accommodation?
Absolutely, and look, that is still happening. So on a weekly basis, the numbers are very small at the moment. And what we're keen to do is we're keen to make certain that the backlog that's there, there's probably about 1,500 properties now in the system that need to be utilised. And we are aware too that the local authorities will do their own vacant house call, which is an initiative of the Department of Housing, and that will be very welcome when that happens.
Okay. All right, Liam O'Dwyer, Secretary General of the Irish Red Cross, and Sean Boyce from the Rosslare Harbour Friends of Ukraine. Thank you both for joining us. Coming up next, almost 650 cases of RSV were reported in Ireland last week. We'll be finding out more about it after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.